Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I will be right back. Fruta. ¿Quién quiere comprarme fruta? Today in the Arts Roundup, we are beginning to take a look at the rich cultural life in the city and province of Santiago de Cuba. Santiago is the second most populous province in Cuba, preceded by the capital, Havana. The territory is currently a part of the old province of Oriente that existed until 1976 when the new political administrative division was established as a province. Its main municipality is one of the seven villages founded by Diego Velázquez in the early stages of the conquest and colonization of the island by Spain. From 1515, it was the capital of Cuba until the middle of the 16th century, when it was displaced by the once Villa de San Cristóbal de la Habana. Its historic urban centre was declared a national monument on October the 10th, 1978. The province, including the Keys, has a territorial extension of just over 6,000 square kilometres, making it one of the four smallest in the country, along with Havana and Cienfuegos. It's located at the eastern end of Cuba, its limits to the north with the provinces of Granma and Holguín, to the south the Caribbean Sea, to the east with the province of Guantánamo, and to the west with Granma. Due to its political economic importance, it is considered the second province in importance in the country. Santiago is the cradle of a large number of the musical genres of Cuba. It was the cradle of son and bolero, while the traditional trova and choral expressions have deep roots there. Great musicians such as Sindo Garay, Nico Saquito, Eliades Ochoa, Compay Segundo, just to name a few, were born in Santiago. It is undoubtedly an exceptional city, distinguished by its culture and identity, in which multiple values are combined that allow the visitor to come into contact with the idiosyncrasies of the people and its culture and history. The most important popular festivals are the Carnival Santiaguero, that is considered the best in the country, and the Festival of Fire, or the Fiesta del Fuego. Both the province and its main municipalities regularly host such important artistic cultural events as the Caribbean Festival, the International Choir Festival, the Son Festival Miguel Matamoros, the International Trova Festival Papis Sanchez, and the Bolero Festival. More on the culture of Santiago in future editions of the Arts Roundup. Cuban author Abel González Melo has won the Casa de las Américas 2020 prize in the theatre section for the play Requiem for Maria Luisa Milanes. Authors from Mexico, Guatemala, Puerto Rico, Brazil and Martinique also won awards. The results of the prestigious event were announced in the Sala Che Guevara de la Casa in the presence of Abel Prieto Jiménez, president of the Casa de las Américas, and Elpidio Alonso, minister of culture, amongst other personalities. Aparecida Vilaça won the prize in the Brazilian literature, and the jury felt that in it he answered some of the most urgent problems of our time. Literature, Art, and in the Insular Caribbean by the Puerto Rican author Aurea Maria Sotomayor was another winner for being, amongst other reasons, quote, an urgent, scholarly, and innovative comparative analysis of the French, English, and Spanish language Caribbean literature and art. The Martinique writer Fabienne Canor was the winner in the Caribbean literature in French, quote, a proposal that talks about fundamental issues of contemporary realities concerning populations from the colonization, particularly of the Caribbean. The prize of studies on native culture of America went to Mayan author Quiche Emile Queme from Guatemala. The text was recognized as, quote, a critical analysis of the work of 10 contemporary Mayan writers. The honorary awards went to Jorge Bocanera from Argentina, Daimila Eilit from Chile, and Silviano Santiago from Brazil. And looking down the road a bit, three Cuban film productions will compete in the next Guadalajara International Film Festival, the FICG, to be held from March the 20th to the 27th in that Mexican city. In the category of Ibero-American documentary features, there will be The Origin of the Shadow by Catherine T. Gavilan and Lisandra Lopez Fabé, and A Half Voice by Aidy Hassan and Patricia Perez. While Centella from the director Claudia Clarimeni competes in the documentary section. Claudia is a graduate in documentary management from the International School of Film and Television of San Antonio de los Pinos. According to a press release, competing for the Mezcal Prize in the fiction section, we have The Heart of Mezquite, Okay, That's Fine, and Yo Fausto, all Mexican productions. Meanwhile, Border South, Things We Do Not Do, La Mami, and Yermo, documentaries with a strong social perspective on some of the other problems of Latin America, will also be on show. VIGC constitutes a cultural event of great relevance for the city and the Aztec country, functioning as a showcase for the appreciation, promotion, and distribution of Mexican and Latin American cinemas. The fifth meeting of Identity Guitars is underway in Havana with exchange of experiences and opinions on new trends and styles in that musical instrument. Under the auspices of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, the event is running until February the 2nd, with guests such as guitarist Ernesto Garcia, the children's group Senzontle from Mexico, the Accidental Trio from the United States, and the Shaman Trio from Costa Rica. From the Greater Antilles are the National Symphony Orchestra, directed by Enrique Perez, the Orchestra of the Conservatory of Santiago de Cuba, and the Ensemble Guitar Orchestra. The musical event is dedicated to the 80th anniversary of the Cuban master Leo Brava, and the program of activities covers the provinces of Cienfuegos and Santiago de Cuba, with performances in the Tomás Terry Theatre and the Dolores Room, respectively. In this edition of the meeting, it is planned to promote other stringed instruments, such as the tres, the lute, and the electric guitar in their most diverse genres and styles. Lectures and master classes are promoting cultural exchange between dedicated musicians and students of educational centers in Cuba.
Todos nacimos bien ángeles. Todos nacimos ángeles.
The popular musical duo Buena Fe will be performing in the Cuban province of Camagüey on February the 2nd as part of the 506th anniversary celebrating the foundation of what was originally called La Villa de Santa Maria de Puerto de Príncipe. Although songs from their earlier collections will be featured, the main number will be their latest record production, Carnal, with which they celebrate their own 20 years of creating together, and which was launched at the Karl Marx Theatre in November of 2019. The presentation is part of the activities included in the programme of the 14th Annual International Symposium on City Management. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.